Hey guys, welcome to episode 80. Zach and Wally here once again. We had a great episode.
Great episode for you today.
What did we go over today?
Zach, I'm talking a bunch of big moves in silence, all right?
Oh, baby.
Yep. But we did say on this pod, I'm talking Elon Musk's ex kebab cart.
Woo!
That's right.
I'm talking a commercial that I got a green light to shoot.
That's right. I'm talking about a TV show I'm shooting over in Canada.
Yeah, buddy, Craven. Yep,
Craven.
Yeah.
I'm also talking about progress pics reveal of my bod.
He shows off his nipples.
I show off my, from the side.
Yeah, side nips, it counts.
Big progress pic reveal, and then... we have a report from Zach Sperm.
Yeah, I teach you guys what a healthy sperm amount is. And oh, buddy, it's in the millions. So make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe for this episode and future episodes, and enjoy. Right. Okay. Ready to go. Ladies and
gentlemen.
Welcome
to episode. Yeah!
Yeah! Woo! Let's fucking go, guys. Episode 80.
No, fuck it.
What? Are you kicking up?
Feet
up? You kicking back? Oh, I want to fucking relax with you. Go explain to people what we're vibing with today.
We just shot an episode with the Playdate Boys. I do have to bank shoot because I'll be out of town. For a big opportunity.
What? Whoa. We have to do this all for you?
Yep, all for me.
Because you're a big actor now on
That's
Crate
right.
Canada?
An opportunity fell in my lap, and I said, I'm going to seize it.
No, this is your make or break moment.
This is my two lines that I have.
Wow. We should play the reel.
No, please don't play the audition.
I can pull it up.
No.
I got
please. I do a Chinese accent.
Wait,
I auditioned for that role.
You were of ethnicity.
Closer ethnicity than Getty, yeah.
Yeah, Afghanistan.
Yeah, we're like, there's some correlation, yeah.
Totally. Well, what's Trey and Jay's new show?
They have a new show called Office Movers. It's a comedy taking place in an office moving company. And I am going up there to shoot the show with them, only for like a couple of days.
Nice.
And my role is a hot dog vendor.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
And you don't do an accent at all.
Very OC. It's method. I do it already. It's method acting at this point. I'm like Heath Ledger to this shit.
Hell yeah, dude. And you've never done anything acting before?
I've like done like little like unscripted like internet. I've done like only internet videos.
You're from the internet?
Vine, bro.
I've seen you before.
Yeah?
Yeah, you do hella good.
The Chinese accent. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's right.
So this is like my first like actual TV thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And nervousness, what's your scale? You got your lines memorized.
I don't have lines memorized. I was going to improv all of it.
You're getting a glizzy? I love glizzies. Holy, that's not the line. I saw MTV Jesse's out there. He's Canadian.
Yep. Noel's out there. Canadian.
Wow. Noel's out there. Very nice. Cody's not out there?
No.
Cody's not out there?
No.
Who's the other dude that they keep bringing out? He's Hispanic looking dude.
Lucas.
Lucas, okay.
Yeah. He's on TikTok. He's really funny. And so it's a big, it's a lot of people. It's going to be scary for sure.
When does it come out?
I think this, probably like during the holidays, I think.
Justin asked you to do his show?
No, because you only get like one.
Late bloomer?
Yeah, you only get like one American like person. Cause it's
that's weird. I didn't get asked. So that's so strange.
Yeah,
because
like U.S. citizenship.
Got it.
Yeah. And so the guy that just brought out Ahmed was like one of the main roles. So he's like, I'm not going to fly out this dude for it.
Yeah.
one part.
I felt hella bad because Jess asked, or I texted Jess, just, you know, wishing him success and like congrats on everything and all that shit. And he's like, oh, so what'd you think of the show? And I was like, ah, man, that show. He's like, what was your favorite part? And I was like, yeah.
The brown part?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. So you did watch it.
You liked it.
But it's on Crave, right?
Yeah, so you can't watch it here in the States unless you do some VPN. And then if you do get Crave, you have to find someone with a Canadian phone number. It's a whole...
Really?
Yeah, it's like a lot of layers to get into Crave.
Yeah.
But they're trying to figure out...
That's why I didn't watch it. Yep.
I have all the episodes on.
I know, yeah. I do need to watch it because I heard it's actually really good.
It's really good, and I think Office Movers is going to be also really well.
Dude, I was actually really jealous of that idea because I have never seen like Office Movers like kind of vibe of a show. Yeah. Like I thought it was a pretty original idea.
And it's funny too because like their dad, it's like very true because their dad ran an office moving company.
Yeah,
that they'd make his son go work.
Yeah,
and like
that's really sick.
Yeah, very so it's gonna be really good.
Damn. That sounds great, man. Congrats, dude.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah, I got my nice little, you know, acting opportunity.
So you're SAG. You're gonna go down with the writer's strike and everything now. Like
right.
You know, he
gets
AI
stuck in Canada. Yeah.
You're like, well, you don't even live here.
AI was being used to
not in Canada. I don't think that what happened.
Oh, the writer's strike wasn't in Canada?
It did. I think it's gonna happen there soon.
Oh damn.
Yeah. Cause they just did it here. There's a completely different union.
Damn.
Over there.
Got it.
Yeah. I started.
Have you guys heard of this AI thing? Everyone's like, what?
What's that?
Uh-oh.
I'm like showing like an executive. Yeah, bro. Like ChatGPT is like sick. You can like ask it whatever.
It's like, this is better than our script.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, the executive's like, can I do scripts? Yeah, man. I can do anything. And now there's like face technician shit too. He's like, yo, I'm the reason why.
Your part gets taken out.
Yeah.
It's like AI, like hot dog guy.
No, they use my face for every hot dog guy in Canada.
What were the other parts? Trey and Jay is like the movers.
Yeah, so they're like the two sons working for their dads, and then there's like the truck drivers, and then there's like clients. So it's a big world.
Hell yeah.
Drake's in there.
What was what was Justice's show based off of?
His life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, actually?
It was like pre, if you watched it.
I did. It's about the brown guy.
It's like as he was.
And it's the brown
up.
Life. And it's hard because he wants brown. To break the brown stereotypes.
Yes.
And become.
Hey, you did watch the show.
And he wants to be a white person.
No, that's my show.
That's Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, and it's like hella well done too, like in a dramedy.
Nice.
Like really good quality. But Jane Trey's more goofier, feels like more of like a comedy. Oh, yeah.
Definitely there.
Yeah. They like just bust out like an Oppenheimer level production.
Do you think Trey is going to smoke before his takes? That dude smokes like before pods and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
how
do you fucking do that?
I'll get paranoid.
Dude, like he keeps his energy high, like everything. Like their pod fucking obviously is hilarious and great. But like he's high like during the pod. And I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I don't know.
With every pod.
No, not every. Sorry. Yeah. I don't want to like, knock him down. But I don't know. Like he can.
I
he's good at
agree,
it.
Yeah.
He's good being high.
Me? My ass is going to be quiet. Yeah. Like, why is the camera on me?
While we were filming a podcast.
He's paranoid as fuck. I also got some other big announcements.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man.
Are you moving in silence?
I'm moving in big silence.
Whoa.
When I started this car, oh man, all the haters came out of the fucking woodworks.
Not
all right,
me, baby. I signed up.
Yeah.
I signed up to be a fucking waiter, baby. What's your big move? But unless is it in silence or are you gonna like
No, I'll say it. Fuck it.
Do you wanna like
blink or something?
What's the Morse code?
Morse code?
You want to Morse code it into the camera?
Like, is he having a seizure? One, it's just funny because I feel like I haven't talked about it yet. One.
You never talk about your car.
No. It's just like, because after the pop-up, we had like a bank episode and then like I never got to properly.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Yeah. One, I didn't know what to expect, right, for the turnout.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I was expecting 100 people. Fucking 400 people came out, right? which was so sick to see an idea actually work. Yeah, and then people actually come out.
Very happy for
it. It was cool seeing a risk, like taking a bet on yourself.
Yeah.
And then it working.
Yeah.
And then, so my word of advice to everybody is quit your jobs right now. If you're listening to this, this is not financial advice.
Start a kebab cart.
Quit your jobs, leave, call your boss, go to his office.
What, do you want all this competition? What if all of a sudden...
No, they don't have to do kebab carts. Like, find your own lane, man. Find your own lane.
Grilled cheese. That's my dream.
Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank one of our sponsors, Factor. Waleed, how annoying is it to cook a healthy meal when you don't have your own kebab truck?
I can't imagine that.
I can't afford it. So anyways, now I don't have to worry about it. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started and get after your goals. Factor's restaurant quality meals are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like pancakes and smoothies for breakfast.
Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime.
Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for a fast premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious.
How long did that math take? Days.
Yeah.
Months.
Probably.
Yeah, we're really slow. But anyways, thanks to Factor. Head to factormeals.com/Zaz50 and use code Zaz50 to get 50% off. That's code Zaz50 at factormeals.com/Zaz50 to get 50% off.
So that's all for the haters. Dude, yeah. when I was starting the kebab cart and I was telling Cody about it, you know what he said?
What?
He said, good luck with your little meat truck.
On camera?
Nope. He never said that. I'm just trying to build up, you know,
the title.
Yeah.
Got it.
Dude, when I told Noel.
I was like, damn. Like, Cody actually fucking said that?
When I told Noel, he laughed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, whoa. He laughed.
Damn,
he
said,
no one likes ethnic food. I go, aren't you something?
He's out of.
Yeah. Aren't you something ethnic as well?
Wow, the haters, dude.
Dude, and then I went over.
Kenny hated too.
Yeah, he was the biggest one.
Yeah. I slashed your tires and I'm surprised you even got it out there. For the
dude, I told
tire slashing is, that's so fucking last year, dude. That's so old.
Dude,
you gotta burn the thing down.
I know, right? Yeah.
It's easy.
Change your tire, bro. I told Brooke and Connor, you know what Brooke and Connor did?
What?
They showed up, right?
Nice, yeah?
Connor got his dog Max, a little cute one.
Yeah.
He goes, there, that's the cart, pee right there.
Oh.
He peed on my car, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it is a good pee spot.
Yeah. And we served food that day too.
Yeah.
What did Brooke do?
Yeah.
She just kind of glared.
From afar.
That's the meanest thing Brooke could do.
She ate before she got there.
Yeah.
Damn.
The worst of them all.
Yeah.
She guarantees the poor actually. Yeah. She's like, I did eat.
Yeah. I already ate this. So.
Yeah. No, that was that. These are all not true. This is just to build up some lore. Yeah.
Good tea.
But dude, it was so cool. You were telling me that a guy drove from Utah.
Yeah. Somebody drove from Utah. They slept in their car.
No.
And it was like 11. Like me and Zach are talking to him at like 10:30. Because there was like a line ahead of time.
I got a little story with him.
Yeah.
I was changing from my street clothes into my outfit for work.
Yes.
Suit and tie vibe. He comes, drives by me. Or no, that was a different dude. He came up to me and he was like, getting ready for work? And I was like, yeah. He's like, dude, I just drove all the way out from Utah. I stopped at a Walmart parking lot and slept there with my girlfriend in the car. And then we just kept on driving. I was like, damn, dude. And like, he just flexed his shirt company. But driving all the way from Utah for your fucking car, dude.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for everybody. Thank you for all the support. But I did not know what to expect. We sold out. Great feeling.
Mason.
Yep.
That's his name.
I'm very happy. Now we got some other stuff in the works. Conveniently, not to brag.
Silent moves.
Silent moves
Morse
only.
Code.
Silent Moves. The kebab cart is available for catering now.
Yeah.
And there's a certain... This is the last company you would ever expect.
I want... Yeah. I can't guess.
Did you look at the doc at all?
No,
Grace, actually,
I swear.
Let's do Grace.
Okay, I haven't seen the doc, but yeah.
Out of all the companies in the world, think about like the top 20.
Or influencers.
Yeah, or influencers. Who do you think would reach out to the cart and ask out of those 20?
Oh, I see.
Is it like tech?
Yeah, it's like tech.
Good question.
Yeah.
Apple?
No, fucking SpaceX.
What? You're catering for SpaceX?
SpaceX reached out and they're like, yeah, we work on the weekends. I would love to get some catering out here for the guy. First of all, it's a very Elon thing to make everyone work on the weekends.
In Texas.
That's how he was legit. He was like, yeah, we work on the weekends. And so we're figuring out the date right now.
That's so sick.
It's going to be sick pulling up the cart to the fucking office.
My text to him was like, I have to serve these fucking nerds, dude, like in like an outfit. Like,
what is going on?
Just kidding. SpaceX.
Yeah, we love SpaceX. I just also imagine like us being there and me being like, "Can I use your guys' bathroom real quick?" And the next thing you know, I'm on the rocket. Like, oh! no!
Hella Nickelodeon. You know? Like,
we're gonna put the spatula in my head. Yeah, here's live feed from the SpaceX Falcon.
Just Rain has Late Bloomer. Trey and Jay have the moving series. Waleed has Nickelodeon's Kebab Man from space.
You see the live feed? I'm like with the spatula, like floating in a circle.
That would be really funny.
That would be funny.
That would be really good. Yeah. Are you nervous? What's your vibe? This is like a huge fucking thing.
No, we'll be fine. We got it down now. We have it down.
Yeah.
We have it down.
I'm going to be all nervous as fuck.
For what?
Because I'm like the like hype man, like, hey, Javier, we got your fucking kebab over here. We got, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't even know what to say. I'm nervous now.
A different way. You don't have to freak him out.
Okay, fair. What if Elon shows up?
Dude, I know.
What if he does?
So this is like kebabs or like.
Damn. My guess for the car when you texted me, because you like made me guess.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know.
Because you don't expect it. It's the last thing you'd expect.
I thought my guess was pretty good. Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
I thought Mr. Beast.
I guess Mr. Beast, Elon, SpaceX, yeah. Kind of the same.
That would be so crazy if Mr. Beast did.
No, we're just going to pull up to his compound. Let's go pull up to his compound.
He lives out of California, doesn't he?
Yeah, somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah.
When we go on tour, we'll stop by. We have to stop
by
there.
Nice. Yeah. And you are doing tour stuff?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do a tour. Comment your city.
I won't go there. Yeah. I already have it pre-figured out in my head. Yeah. But you are doing a Bay one.
We're gonna do a Bay. We're gonna do New York for sure. We're gonna do Toronto. And we might do Chicago.
Taking your fucking cart across the USA. It scares the...
What's wrong with it?
It's hitched to a back of a car.
Well, that's why we're doing the SpaceX thing.
Oh.
Yo, Elon, man, set it up.
Like, Up the movie where you have balloons. Yeah.
Like, those fucking rockets on it. Like, holy fuck.
Fuck, we're in Minneapolis.
That's so sick, dude.
You know how Elon set a car to space for, like, it was like the Tesla or whatever?
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Mm-hmm.
Would we ask him to set the car up to space?
That'd be awesome. And you could, you're in the know now, or you're in the with the
I'm
people.
In the group, man. Yeah, dude. What happened? One wrong turn to a bathroom. I'm gonna be controlling a cell.
So this is like a for sure thing. Like you signed the
contract. It's
happening.
You're good to go. We're locking in a date right now, but it's for sure happening. And it's not like we're going to the launch site. We're going to Hawthorne, their office.
Damn.
Yeah.
What are some other? Have you gotten like catering emails that are just like?
Yeah, funny? Someone reached out for a wedding.
Seriously.
Yeah, and then they asked if I could officiate the wedding.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. Someone asked for a birthday, and they said, can Waleed and Zach show up in their outfits for the birthday party?
Of course.
Yeah, which absolutely.
Done.
You know those like videos where like the waiters come out to sing happy birthday, but they're like shaking their ass and shit?
Yeah.
We're going to make you do that.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to think of, I think it's only been like offices and people.
Yeah.
Birthdays.
But it's stacking up.
Yeah, I mean, it's legit. It's real now.
Yes.
After the space
yes,
thing,
it is,
it's gonna be real. I would love to do like a...
That's so crazy.
I would like to do like a... what are those fucking things called? Like a... like when they have all the office... It's like a... Fuck. It's like employee like...
A con?
No, not like a con. Like a... No, not the Epcot.
Where businesses are all meeting?
No, where like employees are trying to do like connection.
A union?
Not a union. not networking. Like when they do like, let's play games with their employees.
Appreciation Day.
Oh, not, retreat?
Not, yeah, like a retreat.
Yeah.
I would love to do a retreat.
Yeah.
Love to do a retreat.
Do you want
to
say that cleaner? You're
like, huh?
Where do you want the retreat to have? Like, where do you
want to I
want to
be like
it?
The most cheesiest, like cut and dry employees, like fucking. I'm trying to think like Sherman Williams Paint Company. Just throw that out there. I am absolutely
down.
You
want Sherman Williams?
Yes, Sherman Williams, please.
Sherman Williams, yes. Yeah. Nice.
Corporate retreat.
Yeah, corporate retreat.
Wow.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And if that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel. What did you? What the? It's
get
here.
Out of my head!
Okay, let's relax. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. The great thing about Babbel is that it's designed for real conversation.
Oh, baby. And you know what, Waleed? When I travel, I want to be able to ask, where's the bathroom? ¿Dónde está el baño? I actually know. Okay. Or how to order burrito without looking up on my phone. You know what I mean? And with Babbel, baby.
I get you, Zach. I get you. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. And try Babbel Live for a classroom experience from the comfort of your own home. Live classes are available 7 days a week at any time so you can learn on your schedule. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee, so you can't go wrong.
You can't, dude. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners right now. Get 55% off Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Zaz. Get 50% off at Babbel.com/Zaz, spelled Babbel.com/Zaz. Rules and restrictions may apply. Fuck yeah. I'm also, I got big moves in silence.
Yeah,
dude.
You got a couple moves
what?
In silence.
Fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
You guys ready for this?
Well, it's not really a big move in silence. You're going to say it on a podcast.
I'm going to fucking announce this and it's going to happen. And we're doing this. Commercial happening.
Yeah.
Should I say the brand?
I guess, are you allowed to?
We can bleep it if we can't say it.
I'm doing I got asked to do a commercial for one of my favorite things of all time.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
Whoa.
No way,
pegging?
Dude.
What, pegging?
Oh, dude, no way. You got it?
A little more context to this without fucking saying my thing out loud before it gets shot down is we were at some event.
Oh, yes.
I pitched the thing that's the commercial.
His idea of a commercial.
Should I say the commercial?
No. Someone else might do it before you.
I'm doing it. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I'm doing the commercial before anyone else does it.
Okay, fair enough.
You haven't shot this one that you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Now.
Okay. And if anyone takes this idea, I'm going to fucking shoot myself in the head. Anyways.
He's full
speed. Because this is my dream.
Okay.
And I'm saying my dream before the dream has happened.
Okay, okay.
Which is a terrible idea. But I'm doing it. You slide a beer across, you know, like the typical beer shots or the bar shots. Yeah. You slide the beer across.
Yep.
It's a dude's 21st birthday. And he comes into this.
Close your eyes, everybody.
He comes into this spot and it's his 21st birthday and all of his friends are on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
the bartender checks the ID, hands him the beer right to him, says,
Miles.
Happy birthday, big
yep.
guy. Slides the beer across, and there's a fast motion of the beer as it's in frame, and behind in the background is like a fast forward of the dude as he gets older.
Yep,
and
yep,
the beer
yep.
is still sliding down. He's in his 30s. He's married. He's got kids. He's in
yep,
his 40s.
Yep, yep,
the kids
yep.
are off to college.
Uh-huh.
The kids aren't there with him anymore. And suddenly, the beer ends at the end of the bar, and he grabs the beer, and it's an older man. And it's his birthday, and it's the same guy that was when he was 21 celebrating at this beautiful place. And he grabs the beer, and no one's there with him. It's his birthday, and the bartender.
Oh, it's sad, it's sad.
The bartender winks at him, says, happy birthday, man. He goes, thank you. Holds the beer up.
Uh-huh.
In comes the door, his family.
His grandchildren.
His grandchildren.
Oh.
His kid. Oh. And they have his birthday celebration at
dude,
the
I have chills. Look, I swear to God.
At
I have
the
chills.
Same. Great.
Oh, I have chills. Literally,
hey,
literally
you look really
chills.
Good, dude.
Yeah, thank
hey,
you.
a birthday celebration at the same spot he got his first beer at 21.
Wow. That's tight. It was
Dude,
a song.
That's actually a great idea.
Tears for Fears.
How's that song go?
I'm trying to do the guitar.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking.
You want a sadder song?
No. The familiar places.
That's a really sad song.
That's a very sad one.
That is a sad song.
Yeah, but this is my idea. And if anyone does this, I'm
going to. Why don't we just shoot it, man?
Yeah, I got the okay to do it.
I'm connecting dots here. So a certain beverage company may have approached you.
Maybe
after
a beverage, maybe a chain. Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it.
We don't need any more information, dude. I think we got all we need.
But my big move in silence is no longer in silence. And I'm an idiot.
No,
I don't care.
It might not happen anymore.
Yeah, it's just a cool dream of mine that's actually coming to fruition. So crazy.
Yeah, dude, you guys are making big moves.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm trying to think.
You have another move in silence that you want to do?
Yeah, I got another big moves in silence.
That we're speaking out loud in the pod?
Well, you gotta have it come to fruition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's in fruition, or it's you just speaking out loud so it can come into fruition?
That is a good question. Both.
Okay.
You know those popsicles you see at
got it. Yeah.
Yeah, like you know those Spider-Man popsicles with the gumballs.
Yeah,
whatever?
I love those. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm making
the
Arab Minion costume, and I thought it'd be funny if I made an Arab Minion popsicle with the gumball, the packaging
Dude,
and the mold.
I can picture because the ice cream that you served at our work,
the saffron
lunch,
ice cream. Yeah,
the same coloring as a Minion.
Yep. So I'm making that for the cart. I might just make one for videos, but then I was like, dude, I can make a batch of these.
Yeah.
Like 300,000 units.
That'd be sick.
Of Arab awesome, ice cream dude. Pops.
Hell yeah. That's a really good idea. But it hasn't happened?
I'm working on the mold.
Literally.
Yeah.
I think
it's actually harder than you think.
I thought
the original
was
popsicle already. People are still working on the mold. They still haven't gotten it right.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I
gotta beat them.
Just like the commercial. I gotta hurry up and fucking shoot it. We got this is coming out in a couple weeks, so we gotta fucking step up.
Fuck. Yeah. No, mine's gonna take a little bit longer. Okay. To make the ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you, dude.
Yeah.
Hey.
Big moves
Good
in
job,
silence.
Guys.
Big moves.
Way to go on.
Yeah. Kenny, you have any big moves?
Don't
care.
He's wedding venue searching.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's not going well, but we're searching for venues.
Sorry.
Everything's out of our budget.
Damn.
So
guys, go fund me Kenny's wedding.
Grace, do you have any big moves?
Still interning.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow, hey, looks
big
like
move. Big move.
We're just big
Flex,
moves.
She's looking for a full-time position.
Yeah. I love how we just, this whole pod so far has just been us flexing.
Grace, this is my shout out to you for becoming a full-time for TMG, or for Zoss at least. We love you.
Yes, and, dude. I signed off on that big time. Grace is awesome.
Yes. And Kenny's full-time with us now.
Yeah,
so
we can't pay you.
Yes.
Yes.
And more shout outs to some of these beautiful artists up here.
Oh, that's right.
We had these up for the Will and Rusty pod. We didn't really shout out these lovely people. Maybe we can give some nice shout outs on our Instagram, which we already did, but a further highlight of everyone's beautiful artistry work. We have some new ones here. This one was already here, but this was your sister.
Yeah, the sardines.
Oh, great. Nepotism?
Nice. Yeah, she... No, that was Meg, my youngest sister Meg. She's a killer artist.
Sick.
She drew you and Waleed as sardines in a can.
That's amazing.
Sorry, we don't have these names off the top of our heads right now, but we'll give you some more shout outs. But this one was also sick. We had these on our Instagram story, Zach Waleed Show as well. Very cool. But thank you guys again. ZossFanArt at
gmail.com. We still have some more room.
Yeah, we have more.
Yeah, we have more room.
Yeah, we're going to frame more. Let's see. I'm trying to find the name of the awesome artist that sent the mermaid one.
That one was really cool. The process of that one, did you watch the process video? We started out as cats. And then it turned into
furries?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Oh, it was AKA Roxana did the mermaids and just absolutely killed it.
Thank you, Roxana.
Just an incredible artist. Yes. So kind, too.
This one is on the shirt. Milk. I'm going to fuck that up. I can't really read it from here. Dilt?
Sorry. Thank you, Dilt.
We'll give you a better.
Yeah.
But we appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Speaking about big moves in silence.
Okay.
I'm coming out of silence.
You're coming out of the closet? You really almost sounded like you were fucking switching up. You're like,
I gotta look up the terms on how to use this properly, because we are not in silence at all.
Yeah, no, we're not.
As you guys know, I'm on a big health journey.
Oh yes.
Yep.
Oh hell yeah, I know.
Yep.
Drum roll.
I started maybe like mid-Jan. I started doing it, and I got some progress pics.
Yeah. Wally's nudes are out. Let's go.
Slow down.
It's not up yet.
I know, I'm scared.
This is first of all, I just want to say, man, I'm even afraid to like show my bod.
Yeah.
And so you doing this, and I'm not saying your bod was off the rocker, but hey, proud of you. Good job.
Thank you. Great job. I was scared. I was like, should I do it? Like, you can see a difference. So it's not like
progress pics.
Yeah. If I didn't have progress.
Yeah.
And it's just like Jan and then March, and it's still the same.
Yeah.
Then I would not show.
Yeah, very fair.
But let's go ahead. Let's take a. Okay, so that was.
Do you want to start with this one?
Yeah, so this is when I started. Ooh. Okay.
January 20th of this year.
Yep. What do you think, Zach?
Whoa.
Big difference. Yeah. What do you want me to.
Take a look at my bod. What do you think?
Am I. It looked like a older, bigger man.
All right, this is now. Let's go to the next
one.
That
looks like a popsicle mold.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice without like ripping you. You look good on the next one.
All right, so this is now what? The next one is what's the date?
This is March 3rd.
March 3rd. Yeah.
5 days ago.
Damn.
Dude, you look great, buddy.
Yeah, you look really good.
Less puffy. Right?
Dude, you can see like a little ab outline.
Wow.
Look at that.
Dude, the difference.
You just haven't eaten? Your hunger strike?
Malnourished.
You shaved the mustache? That's standing out to me.
Yep. Well, that's not really progress.
That's technically weight, though. Yeah. You lost some weight.
True. Actually, if I see.
The hairline's worse.
Huh? Oh, no.
Oh, dear God. Let's see the Zempic.
It'd be so funny if you just have a turkey, like, progress.
And then I think I have some in the back. Whoa!
Damn. Yeah,
hairy.
Double cheek. Yep.
Those are the parts that Zach would always grab before the show.
Every hug.
Just rip it and rip it.
Every time I would, like, say hello to him.
So this is Jan. And then, where are you grabbing now, buddy?
I'm grabbing that sweet ass, baby.
Dude, you got some mid traps going too?
Those are new.
I can't even, I'm afraid to show my bod. This is proud of you, bro.
Zach, it's your turn, man. Pop that shirt off.
No,
I'm okay.
I haven't worked out.
No, Wally, this is great, man.
Yeah, so I'm down 7 pounds.
Seven pounds.
Yep.
Dude,
yep.
In 2 months? That's huge.
Yeah, well, no thanks to Ozempic.
Did you see that there's already like
lawsuits and shit?
Yeah, there's lawsuit. Like, if you're affected by the Ozempic whatever injection, then you can call blah blah blah. Like, those kind of commercials. And it only came out legally in
like
the
last
US
year or some shit like that, a year and a half. It's funny too, because you read those cases. There's one girl. Her case, she can never shit properly ever again.
Jesus.
Every time she shits, it's just diarrhea. Because of Ozempic.
And she's off Ozempic.
She's like, she has to be now.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
fuck.
Bro. It's fucked.
What's the thing with the, there's like a sickness or whatever where you can't stop sneezing? Would you rather not stop sneezing or like consistently sneezing like all time, like every day, or diarrhea every time that you go?
Diarrhea is already happening, so.
Oh.
That I can handle.
You do eat your own food that you make.
Yeah. It's called the bidet for a reason.
Dude, sneezing just constantly, that would suck. I couldn't even imagine that.
A chew syndrome?
No way.
Oh, it's called a chew syndrome?
It's characterized by.
That's like a dad joke. There's no way.
Wait, it's characterized by uncontrollable sneezing in response to sudden exposure to bright light, typical intense sun. Damn, you just have to live in the dark? This type of sneezing is also known as photic sneezing.
Dude, I would hate that. I would hate to go to the doctor after like being so confused sneezing, and your doctor sits you down and you go, yeah, you have a chew syndrome. Like, yeah, you know the thing, because he keeps sneezing.
just the most immature doctor.
Yeah,
that would suck. Wow. Not like that.
Well, nice, dude.
Yeah. So now I'm gonna gain the weight all back.
Oh,
no,
you're not.
Yeah,
no, you're not.
But in muscle.
Yes.
Maybe.
7 pounds
That's
of muscle.
That's the point of working out. Damn it.
I just wanted to do the progress picture.
Oh, wait. I did check out your fitness guy's Instagram.
Oh, him?
He looks... Sorry if you're watching this, sir. But you're not the most ripped guy ever, but I'm sure you give great advice and you're a great instructor and all that shit. But I was like, you know, a typical instructor who, like, you always think...
Well, that's what I didn't want.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want the fucking...
I could have been that guy for you. I'm not ripped.
Yeah, but you're not brown, Zach. There's genetics.
I've been with you long enough. I'm like a quarter.
No, you don't get it, man. We're different genetics.
Yeah, he just looks like a regular Joe.
That's why, dude. That's why, like, he talks to me in a way where it's like, yeah, man, you can still eat pita bread and shit. Like I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Like,
it's just like your cousin.
Yeah, I'm like, I still need it. I sent him a form video. And he goes, I sent him a form video and he said, thank God you sent me this.
It was bad?
Yeah, but he, like, again, he sent me a video of how, and it was cool too because he sent me how I did it. And I was like, woof, I was not doing this good.
What was the workout?
It was rolling deadlifts.
Is that the hamstring curl one? Or
no,
the
it's the one where you have to use, you have to push your hip back.
Oh, God.
My problem is I was doing my knees.
That looked probably goofy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just doing the splits. Just chunky cheek.
Well, nice, dude. I'm proud of you.
Yep.
I ran 9 miles the other day for my journey update.
Yeah?
Yeah. I ran 9 miles back-to-back Mondays. I run on Mondays now.
Why Mondays?
Because it's part of my, it fits in my weekly workout.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
And where'd you do the 9 miles around LA? Like, why'd you do
Let me give the addresses out. Yes. come meet me on mile 5 at In-N-Out Burger off
Hollywood.
With
the water cup?
No, I just ran around my area of West Hollywood to, like, mid-city kind of
vibe.
Are
you still trying to do a half marathon?
I am still trying. And I tried so hard to do 10. I did the 9 like a few Mondays ago or whatever. And I tried to do 10 and I just fucking, I had chilies the night before I ran.
Oh.
Oh my God. Chilies, I love you, but don't, if anyone's out there, don't have like some raunchy ass food before
you run. The guy about to run a marathon tomorrow at Chilies watching this.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, I was like bubble guts on the run, but I made
bubble
it.
Guts?
I made it. I was fine, Chilies. Still love ya. You stayed in.
You stayed in. Thank you for letting me use your bathroom.
Yeah.
At the end of the run.
Yeah, in Inglewood. Yes. Made it
I
all
also,
in there.
Sorry, I want to give a special shout out to our editor, Matt Keebler. He, by the time this comes out, he would have already ran the LA Marathon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's this weekend.
Hell
the
yeah.
Time of recording,
oh, great.
So.
The freeway's going to be on fire.
Yeah. So get out of town while you can.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was talking to him, like the hip flexors, like everything's got to be fucking perfect for like a long distance run like that. And he was saying his hip flexors are bad, and I haven't like gotten to the point where my body like is breaking down, but I have pushed super hard, like Achilles vibe, like it was super sore, calves were scrunching up. So I'm not close to the 13 miles.
But
yet.
You haven't signed up for one. Right?
No, I haven't signed up for one.
Dude, that's the whole point. You gotta sign up for it.
Moves in silence.
No, you gotta.
Maybe
sign
I
up.
Have.
No. Have you? Don't you have any idea? Because that's the thing. You'll never do it.
I know.
If you sign up for it, you're like, well, fuck, I'm stuck on this.
I was telling my buddy Grayson about it because he was like, oh, he's running now. And he was like, I want to run it with you. And I was like, I don't want to run it with anyone.
No,
like,
you
I can't. Because this one dude, a friend of mine, he was like doing the half marathon, or he's done like plenty of marathons. He's done Ironman, everything. And he did a half marathon with his friends just to like help out with videography. So he was running with them and just like filming them and running ahead and like capturing like some
angles
cool,
and shit.
But he was still running like the half marathon, but it was just like whatever for him. But can you imagine just running with someone who's done it like so many times and they're just like talking to you the whole fucking time? And I'm like,
all right, yeah, just let you know. It's all about your pants.
Yeah, well, you shut the fuck up. Like, I'm trying to fucking focus.
I'm just trying to help you, bro.
No, get the fuck out. Yeah, I would not. I need to run it by myself. I can't run it with anyone. I can't talk. I'm like literally just like focused on just trying to get to the end.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to sign up for one that's like for a cause, or are you just going to sign up for fucking the turkey trot?
Testicular cancer. Yeah. No.
Testicular cancer run by Chili's.
My men. You. No. I don't know. I'm just trying to sign up for one that's time convenient for me. And... well, what? What do you want me to do? I'm not
preferably,
ready yet.
Preferably a Monday.
Yeah. Good temperature.
Yeah, good time. Yep.
Yeah. So that's my journey. I'm still working out all the time. I'm on number 48 as of today.
Congratulations.
Thank
nice,
you.
Dude.
Congratulations. And how's your anime check-in going?
Oh, Oh, baby.
Still been watching, or you give that up too?
I'm still on Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Nice.
Anime, I don't know, dude. I just don't think it's my thing. But the Full Metal
Your thing?
It's I'm not like there's a lot of like I like actual TV, like not anime.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm like on Curb. I'm catching up on Curb. Right. That, so, but Full Metal Alchemist is really good. I'm not hating on Full Metal Alchemist or anime.
Did you watch Attack on Titan?
I watched the first three episodes.
And?
It's really good. I'm not hating, okay? I just like...
It's fucked up.
I'm still just tipping my toe in anime world.
Right.
So, yeah. I also started watching Courage the Cowardly Dog.
That's the anime. I mean,
not at all. Yeah. But I just rewatched it.
Whoa!
I used to voice the dog, actually.
Whoa! Yeah.
Are you guys Love is Blind fans?
No, I don't watch
that. I don't watch that.
Yeah. No one?
Nah.
Damn.
What's the point?
Trash
What's the...
TV.
It was real. I love trash TV. It was really good.
What, Love is Just Blind or something?
Yeah, it was just it's people talking in different rooms. So like you would be facing Kenny and then someone else would be back here on the beach.
Yeah.
And talking and just like your voice and just like connecting personality wise.
Without
and
seeing
like,
them.
Without seeing them.
Got it. So the phone?
Yeah. Okay. Hater. but yeah, I thought it was really good season. And apparently they have to walk down the aisle, and if they don't, I've heard this, that it's a 50, you veto like your contract or something like that. It's like a $50,000 like payment taken away or some shit. That's some number X.
But you don't have to get married.
No, you don't have to, but you have to like walk down the aisle
and like shoot that part.
So one of the scenes is, it's been out for a while, so don't hate me if I fucking spoil this for you, but if you want to skip ahead a couple seconds,
skip to 43:18 to avoid Love is Blind spoilers.
But this one couple, they said no. And the whole time, like in the post of his interview of saying no, he was like, yeah, I kind of knew the whole time, like I wasn't going to marry you and all that shit. And then like I was asking Tots, who's in reality TV, like casting. And I was like, so why didn't he just say no, like from the get go? And she was like, he's contractually obligated to walk down the aisle with her
for the money
and for the show. Yeah. And for the money. But if he said no from the get-go, then like the show would just be like
mid
cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's like four or five couples, and only two, sorry if I fucking spoil that, only two made it all the way down. One said yes, one said no.
Damn.
So like some people had to void their contract, and yeah. But they just hate their person so fucking much. They said, here, take the money, take the contract. I fucking hate this bitch so much. I can't do this.
But like we're both hitting a lick.
Yeah. Some cheated. There's one dude. Oh, yeah. Some in the show, one dude had a fiance while he while he signed up to be on the show.
And he went on the show?
And he went on the show acting like a single dude.
Did he go down the aisle?
No, he cheated. So he cheated like twice.
Imagine if he went down the aisle, the fiance, I have Jack. He's like, whoa.
And then there's another dude. He said,
I'm trying to pay for our wedding.
He said no to like one of the girls that he didn't see visually.
Yeah.
But obviously, as the watcher, you see it. But she was like really attractive. And the whole world was just like, dude, you fucking dropped the ball.
Yeah.
So then he saw her in real life in one of the post parties. And like, I think they may have hooked up. Yeah. Anyways, those are the shows I'm watching.
I don't know if you've seen this, but like, you've heard of Kick, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, but for some reason, Aiden Ross is like the Russell Simmons of the Kick world, as far as like giving everybody like Kick deals and shit, right? And so he gives all these like young, maybe anywhere between like 18 to like 24 kids, their job is essentially to stream for 5 hours a day for $50,000 a month.
Damn.
Yeah. And the thing is, these kids are like not doing meeting the quota of like the 5 hours a day or whatever.
Yeah.
And Aiden Ross is like taking their contract away. And they're like, oh, come on. Like, it's streaming so hard for 5 hours.
It's just like a full time job for
them.
Yeah. They can't do it.
5 hours, not even full time. Full time is eight.
Do you think you can stream for 5 hours?
Yeah, I'll do it right now. What the fuck?
Is it 7 days a week or how many days do they have to do?
Good question.
Yeah, but still.
Good question.
I mean,
I'll fucking wake up 5 a.m.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's literally a time quota. You don't have to do any.
How much were they getting paid for?
$50,000 a month.
What the fuck?
Yes, bro. $50,000 a month.
Mr. Ross, if you're watching, we are so open to
I'm
something like
so
this.
I'm so down. Dude, you did like.
He's looking for new talent.
Hey, I'm
down. Talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he looking for young? He said, you said teens were not able to do it. Is he looking for like a certain age
group? I think it's like 18
group?
To, I think most of the kids, but it's funny seeing the kids' reaction, getting calls from Aiden Ross. And Aiden's like, dude, I'm not going to pay your $2K a month rent if you're not even going to stream for like 5 hours a day.
Damn. Well, Kenny's Corner. I wanted to start this segment.
Sure.
He brought up a video of Aiden Ross, but we'll tee it up a little better.
Yeah,
but please.
I'll tee it up in my corner, Zach.
Go ahead.
So, do you guys see this? Aiden Ross encouraged a fan. Speak of the devil. He encouraged a fan to drive a car into a lake.
What the fuck? What the fuck? He's going in the car. Bro, what the fuck?
Look, I'm just watching.
No!
Is this one of the 5 hour streamer dudes?
No.
He just fucking
this is
get
the
out.
He's like, we
get
really
out.
Gotta kill time, guys. What are we doing?
Get out.
He's already out.
This is
out.
Day one of his streaming.
Bro.
And he said the cops came, right?
Yeah, the cops show up.
Dude. Yeah.
What?
Oh, fans, fuck. All right. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Dude, look at Aiden's face.
Who's involved with this? Your vehicle? Is anyone in the vehicle?
No, we got out safely.
Oh, that's good.
Still.
And then the audio's cut?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, the Twitch streaming world, I'm so over it, dude. Like, there was another one that I saw where a dude sat in the back of a class and he told a professor to shut the fuck up.
On Twitch or Kick?
I saw that on Twitter, but I think it originated from somewhere else.
It was someone who's streaming.
Yeah.
I don't
know
where it was, what the platform was, but I saw it on Twitter. Dude was streaming. He went in the back of a class. I don't think he was even in the class. He was just trying to like fucking get views, and he just told a professor shut the fuck up. And then he got confronted by one of the students who was standing up for the professor. And then the guy that was streaming said, "I'll shoot you," like multiple times. And just like they're just doing anything they can to fucking get clicks, which is so fucking annoying to me. Like, because it actually works, so god damn it. But yeah,
holy fuck.
But then my question is, when you do those outrageous things, you have to have a returning viewership. So like, what happens when you drive your car into a lake
Gone.
And then you come back and you're like, so anyway, let's play Fortnite. Like, what do you do after that?
We're gonna open some fan mail.
Yeah. I love your show. Thank you, Marissa.
This was a bank shoot stream of we filmed it last week.
Chat, what do you guys think? Chat, W's for my car in the river.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear more from the corner?
Whoa, Kenny's Corner is still happening?
Kenny's
wow, guys, we're in the midst of it right now.
Let's
There's
go.
No getting out of this corner.
Get me out!
Guys, so for those that don't know, the LA Clippers are building a new NBA stadium in Inglewood. And these kids actually broke in and made a video about it. Check this out. This is still like, it's not even built. They haven't released this like to the public at all.
The stadium.
It's not open to the public. Yes. Yeah.
You know what's funny is I heard that the kids are Lakers fans.
Really?
Yeah. Well, who in LA isn't a Lakers fan? Like Clippers.
Ooh. Oh, shit. They're for real in it.
Yeah. It looks beautiful.
It does look really nice, actually. Oh, there's
does
a little training area.
Oh, that's so sick, dude.
Oh, it's like brown balls in there and shit.
Is this just his mixtape?
So he for sure
got... Oh, damn. Oh, dude, he's like trying...
Wait, I didn't see this part.
Whoa.
This is new to Kenny's Corner.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
dude, he gets a full ride scholarship. Like,
what if he gets arrested, right?
But guys, look at his sweatpants.
Lakers.
Total Lakers fan.
Holy
man.
Shit. Pause it.
Yeah.
Imagine he gets arrested, right? And he's like in jail. Like mom and dad are pissed and not picking him up, whatever. Cop comes in, hey, you made bail. Comes out, Kawhi Leonard. Yo, kid, we're going to put you on the team, man. That was sick as fuck.
Dude, that'd be a great success story. Clippers need him.
That's fucked up he put his face all over, though. He's for sure going to jail.
They've done videos like that before.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Breaking in?
Yeah, breaking in. They broke into into a basketball stadium. I think it's the same kids.
Really?
Yeah, I think they broke into like Baylor.
They have a kick deal or some shit?
They broke into like some college basketball and they were like playing like shooting hoops. I'm
pretty
sure.
Case, do you think it's planned?
No.
Okay.
Oh, well, you think you're? Yeah. Are you saying that like the stadiums are like, yo, come on, like, show up, Tizar, like,
dude? Did you see
how like, cool it looks? So
Drewski,
far.
Like he got that. He made like X like crazy amount of money at the Super Bowl because he hit a bet.
Yeah,
but I think it was with Bet R with Logan or Jake Paul's company.
Yeah,
like that. But they were saying that it was
Price Picks.
Yeah, yeah, Price Picks. They were saying that it was staged. It was like an ad. For like, it gets people engaged of like betting because they see Drewski hitting
$1 million.
Yeah, hit like this crazy
if
thing.
If Drewski can do it, I can.
But it was a brand deal to where like he pretended that he got the thing.
So it's a screenshot.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And all it was Drewski's reaction with all of his buddies in the press box during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because it looks legit.
Yeah, that he won this fucking bet. But
oh,
it was
and
all
Ruby
fake.
Rose did it too.
She did?
Yeah, she did a similar thing. I won $1 million.
Really?
Yeah, the Ruby Rose.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
she did that too. So it was a brand deal.
Yeah, it's all a brand deal.
I was like, how the fuck did they get
But it's all just to get people betting with the company because people do it.
That is good.
That's evil, bro.
That is evil.
That's fucking evil.
But I didn't know that. I thought he for real was.
You're down hella bad because you see, like, if Drewski can do it, I
can
do it.
God fucking damn it.
Dude, you're the digging meme where it's like, you're so close, keep going.
Yeah. The guy that quit. Yeah.
Fuck.
Damn, dude. Well, I guess I'll do one more. Because we talk about hair transplants in Turkey so much on the show, this seems relevant to us. Adam 22, congratulations on your
congratulations,
Turkish
Adam 22, transplant. On your big hair transplant.
Damn, the dad or the kid's gonna know him as a full head hair guy, not
and
the porn star.
A porn star podcast guy.
Can I just say, look, you got to do what makes you feel good, but he's already like had sex with every hot porn star. Like, why would you even need to go do this? You've made it. You're already good.
You know what? That is actually a good point, because I feel like there's some insecurities that people can call out that actually hit harder, even if you're on top of the world, blah blah blah.
Yes, I can.
Yeah,
watch.
Someone's probably roasting him, calling him bald, and he probably dude. The other day, I went live on TikTok. Because of racism.
Yeah.
I can handle almost any type of, like, you know, verbal abuse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a whole list.
Let's go to Zach's racist list.
No, I'm just saying, I have a little more thicker skin because of racism.
Yeah.
For some reason, someone on TikTok Live said, you're 30 and you still wear a beanie? Bro, for some reason, I was like, oh, fuck. It just felt so personal.
That's fucked, dude.
I don't know what it means. I don't even know what it means to be 30 wearing a beanie. But for some reason, it hit so hard.
Is that because you do, like, that comment is very true, and the comments that hurt the most are the true ones that you don't see.
Expect at all.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
is there something wrong with beanie? They're like,
you do always wear a beanie.
I know. My buddies who are in their 30s and their 40s, they all wear beanies too.
And what is it to hide, Waleed? What are you hiding under that beautiful, thick beanie?
And I'm 30. And I put the late age out there.
Damn. We're not 30 yet.
I'm 29. Fucker, whoever wrote that comment.
My favorite comment that I got was someone said I look like King Julian from Madagascar. And it didn't like make me upset. I just laughed really hard. But I was like, I looked at, I'll pull up a picture of King Julian.
I was like, fuck, this is actually really accurate.
Is it the hairline?
It's my face shape.
Oh,
dude. So I'll do a side by side.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
That one stuck in my head for a couple weeks, but I appreciated it.
Mine is just, I'm a healthier Pete Davidson. That's what I get.
That's good.
That's good.
That's like a compliment.
They start with a healthy.
Thanks, guys.
Mentally, physically.
Physically, yeah. Less pale.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I forgot we didn't do my sperm analysis story.
Oh.
Sperm analysis story. Yeah. Ready to go. So I just wanted.
You have problems. With
yes, thank yeah. you. Yes.
Wait, do I need to cut that?
No. Over it. Just fucking leave it in. Okay, sperm analysis story. We're testing out the old swimmers because the problem.
Radiation.
Yes, thank you. Yes, the radiation. But just wanted to make sure when the time comes that I wanted to get rid of my banking that I have. So, you know, the sperm banking that I've missed payments on?
It?
Yeah, I'm getting rid of it, bro.
No, don't, no, no.
I'm sending it out to sea,
no,
bro.
Ew, ew. I'm not going in the ocean.
Just in a jar. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just, it's $600.
You should put it in a glass case.
Just frame it up here.
Yeah, frame it with engraved.
Fire awesome. It out of your t-shirt cannon. Shawarma man machine.
Raining down on people. Yeah, I just wanted to get rid of the $600 payment. Found out I'm good. Gucci to go.
Yeah.
Let's go,
yeah.
Man.
But in the, so the whole testing out in the room and shit, the doctor's office story. I go in there. It's $180 just to jack off into a cup, which is fucking, you know, I guess it's standard.
Yeah. I do this at free at my house. Yeah. Could have brought in my own.
But I go into like this, it's a office like cubicle, super small, like doors are like this length or width, and then like it's far back, like this skinny of a fucking room.
Damn.
And like it's far back, just like, you know, like X amount, and super awkward vibes. Like they have a VCR set up for porn if you want to watch. They have VHS tapes, DVDs and shit for porn. They have magazines, but it says what's your BYOP? Bring your own porn. They have.
No,
they
do not say.
They have BYOP. Right hand to God.
No way.
They have BYOP on the website.
BYOP.
Bring your own porn. So that happened. So obviously, I just had my phone ready to go. I'm a veteran this time.
I wonder if people coming in like because of the BYOP world. You see a stack of like furry magazines. This guy's like, what? This room? All right, perfect.
Hey, that's what fucking gets them the best amount. So I brought in. What?
I gotta ask, man. What did you fire off?
Oh, dude, come on. I'm not gonna fuck.
Yeah, we have to ask.
What?
Your wife.
Yeah, my wife. All memory. Tots.
Yeah, right.
Love
right.
her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny because she texted me. She was like, "Any updates?" And I was like, "In the act." And she and I was like, "I'm doing it right now." And she's like, "Oh, good luck, honey." I was like, "Thank you so much. I have to start over now."
Says you an emoji, the strong arm.
You got this, babe. Thanks, yeah. But so it's also the doctor's office or the sperm evaluation room is also open for women checking out their x-rays and stuff with the doctor, making sure that their reproductive organs and everything are still good. And I could hear everything that was happening in the evaluation next to me. And like, so this lady was getting looked at from another woman doctor and having her MRIs or x-rays or whatever, like up there. And I hear like, as I'm cranking, like, "Oh, is that my rectum?" And I'm like, "What the fuck?
What am I watching?"
And you went, "Oh!"
Dude, I'm like, I hear like, "Oh, is that my rectum?" And the girl was like, "Yep." And then she was like, "I can hear it crystal clear." And she's like, "This is your uterus. This is like everything, like blah, blah, blah. These are your tubes and shit." And I'm just like trying to fucking crank one out while I'm like listening to this lady just go through her prognostic like evaluation. Did Grace leave because I'm doing the sperm analysis story?
Yeah, you just made it real uncomfortable, dude. For those listening, our intern just peaced out during this middle of the story.
Anyways, but yeah, so then I was hearing everything that was happening in the room. But I just wanted to go over, in case people don't know, what's normal.
Okay.
I have the evaluation analyst report ready to go.
This just in.
He's got a Ziploc bag of his cum.
No, I don't have
this. Just in. You are not the father. Start dancing.
No. Hang on. Normalcy for men out there. When you're shooting it out, the total count normal is 40 million. You ejaculate 40 million swimmers, okay, every time.
That's
mine, guess, over, under.
Go ahead.
Over.
I'm going to take the over, too.
63 million swimmers, baby. Oh. That's right. My one trooper is pumping out fucking 63 million semi-strong, kind of slow.
What's that Broadway song?
Kind of slow swimmers.
663 million swimmers.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you, Kenny. What else? Volume? What's the normal range for volume of...
I don't know. You know
me. What do you mean, like viscosity?
Yeah, it's just this volume. Semen analysis volume. Normal range is 2 milliliters. Mine was 4.2 milliliters.
God, ooh, double the load, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, this guy's.
Did they calculate how far you shot, too?
No.
Velocity.
Well, they do, I guess. So this is the one that sucks. Concentration, I think, is like it depends on like swimmer speed.
Yeah.
Like how, if they're slow, medium, or whatever. Normal range of concentration is 20 million. Mine was 15. So I'm at the bar of like, there's a normal bracket C, and I'm at 15 million is the last possible number of being normal. So yeah. I'm still normal, but I went from fucking like shit numbers, and like my last.
Oh, you improved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My last semen analysis, this is why I did banking, was post chemo.
Yeah.
And it was like I was shot. Like I was nervous. Like I thought I would have to use like the fucking.
Oh, so you didn't like beat the bracket when you did it the first time?
No, I was like, I was
like,
in
this
trouble.
Green, bro.
Yeah, I was in trouble of like having to use the expensive method. I don't know what it's called. IVF.
Yeah.
IVF method. So yeah, damn. if we ever, when that time comes. But now normal, good to go.
Let's go, dude.
And do you think honestly it's because you've cut down on your drinking?
Oh yes.
You've been working out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Less weed.
I'm
right?
sober, and I'm hopefully by the time this episode comes out, I have the weekend that previously happened when the episode comes out, my friends are coming to town, and I'm praying to God I'm still sober. But I was sober in February, and I'm trying to be sober again this month. No alcohol, and I haven't had weed since September.
And that's
congrats,
why you think,
dude,
your shit went up.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was thinking of you explaining. Sorry, guys. I got thick ropes. I got to keep it that way.
Like, where's your practice pictures, bro?
Like ropes? Just the wall.
Is this September? Then this is March.
Just dripping.
Yeah, but no, smoking weed apparently really shoots it down. And coffee even. I'm on coffee. I can't fucking quit that.
Really?
Yeah, coffee. Weed, alcohol. And like I'm doing everything wrong, like drinks like rock stars and shit like that,
all the fun stuff.
I know, dude. Yeah. Damn. But yeah, I'm sober living right now, dude, and I feel really good.
That's great.
Fuck,
man,
good.
I feel
shit.
Really good.
Good shit. But your cum's feeling good too.
Yeah, my cum's feeling good too, dude. It's crazy, dude. Like I'm waking up like crisper, my mind's sharper.
Yep.
Like I never thought I would be the sober living dude, because
no,
I'm not
like,
trying to live
the
sober
every
life
day.
Yeah, I'm not trying to live the sober life. Like I will probably drink again.
Yeah.
And have a beer. I'm not like I never had a problem like with drinking. I would just like anytime I went out to a restaurant, I'd drink.
Yeah.
I'd have like one or two, and then I'd go home and call it a day. Like I wouldn't add to it, but it was just like that little bit of like restaurant drinking and shit. Like
you don't need it.
I'm back to Diet Cokes, baby.
Save money too, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fuck
you,
everyone
man.
Else that's drinking. You guys are losers.
Yeah, guess what?
Sober life is so much better, dude.
Guess what? Your cum, not as good.
Cum's thicker. Yeah. Anyways, damn, I just wanted to update that. I thought the semen story was pretty funny. I also had, it was kind of funny, I had options of parking. So they have a parking garage. I could have paid. They don't validate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an hour parking or I had 30 minute parking. And I was like, really?
And you went to the loading zone.
Yeah.
Emergency lights.
Yeah. So I like was really trying to process like, am I going to take my time this time? Because I've done semen analysis before where I went super fast. I had ladies even like at the front desk be like, that was record time.
God damn.
Right hand to God. That's literally what she said. And shit like that. So I was like, this time I'm going to try and take my time. 20 minutes. I took 20 fucking minutes. I was in and out, and I parked in the hour parking spot.
Yeah,
pretty funny.
What if you're like there for like 6 hours? You're like, can I validate your parking?
You're like, it's like a whole different like room of like nurses and shit on the floor. Like just like, who the fuck, who are you? Like, oh, I've been in here for a long, I've been here the whole day.
For you've been coming for 6 hours?
Yeah, and then like I had to like check out and shit. And they were like, oh, we can't have you check out yet. We have to check out your analysis. So it was like two nurses like swatted my fucking room and just checked out my cup, my semen cup that I came into. Just like, it was really awkward. I was just standing there like, that's my boys. Yep. Go ahead.
My dog.
Take them away.
Yeah. This looks like about 63
mil. Yeah. You know when people do like get drug tested for like pee and like they try to swap the pee with other people's whatever like that, I give you my cup to do that and I beat the nose.
Dude, please no. Dude, I'm proud of my boys. I'm proud of my numbers.
What if yours are lower? What if I fucking diagnosed
Yeah, we realize
you?
The kebab you're serving is actually...
You have a lot of grease in your system? Like...
And spices? They don't care. It's too spicy for them.
All right.
Well, congratulations,
Thank
Zach.
You, guys.
Yep.
Moves in silence.
Moves in silence, baby.
Yeah.
Shh. Shh. Oh. You can't do that with a patchy beard.
Why?
It looks weird. I don't know.
Yeah, my beard sucks. All right, guys. Thank you very much for watching. Episode 80. Waleed, best of luck to you in Canada. And
thank you, guys.
Filming.
Wish me luck on my big acting endeavors. Who knows? Maybe I'll be the next Denzel Washington.
Yep. That's what they mean. Yeah. The Middle Eastern Denzel Washington.
That's like, you see an article? Like a Variety? Middle Eastern Denzel Washington.
But thank you guys for watching. Thanks for sticking with us, watching, following our TikToks, Instagrams.
Yeah, coming out to the pop-up.
Coming out
to
the pop-up. Yep. Future pop-ups.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy. But thank you guys. Peace and blessings.
That's right. Happy Ramadan, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. You can't just drop that in at the very end.